My name is Rod Such, and I'm active in Palestine solidarity work in Portland and also around immigrant rights issues. So I came down when I heard that there was an occupation, and I think we're at the point where we really need to start considering direct action and people committing civil disobedience to put an end to the outrages that are taking place. Children being separated from their parents has never been done before. It's a direct order from the Justice Department headed by Jeff Sessions, who is a notorious white supremacist. And, of course, President Donald Trump is directly responsible for this. So these kind of outrages have to stop.
Well, what do you think about Jeff Sessions' statement a few days ago that no longer will the U.S. provide asylum for people who are suffering from domestic violence and gang violence and are fleeing that type of violence?
It's the whole heartless aspect of this administration is no understanding of the conditions that people are fleeing, where literally they are fleeing to save their lives. Because of violence in their countries, because of extreme poverty. This country just has got it, been having it, getting it all wrong. You know, we have to start thinking of undocumented immigrants as economic refugees. In many cases, they are literally fleeing starvation conditions. And their only hope, they feel, is to get to the United States and be able to work.
Hello, I'm Jelana Canfield. And I am a Hillsborough mom showing solidarity that your children are lost. You might know the address where they're at, but that still means if they're not with their parents, they are missing, they are lost, they're being traumatized. We are affecting future human beings, fellow human beings, with trauma. These are children. We all come from either a parent, and so we all once were children. This could have been you, this could be your child, this could be your niece, it could be your neighbor. We need to stand in solidarity and support these families just trying to find a safe place. I understand if you don't support them coming here, but separating them is only going to cause more trauma and heartache.
Mm-hmm. And you said that you yourself are a mom. Is that part of what motivated you to come out to protest?
Yes. I used to protest before being a mom, but then once I was a mom, I kind of slowed down and got focused on my own, you know, middle-class American existence. And I realized, you know, if what I'm dealing with is the worst thing, but my child is always with me, I need to go out there and fight for other parents that have their child has been taken away just from trying to find a better life. And I feel confident that most of us in this country would do the same thing if there was bombs going off, shootings, drug lords taking control of our neighborhoods, famine. You'd flee the situation. I also find this important because I remember in school asking teachers, how did the Holocaust or how did internment camps start if the average citizen didn't support concentration camps in Germany or internment camps here in the U.S.? And I remember what she said. She said, everyone just thought, oh, well, it's beyond what anything I can do, or it's not affecting my neighborhood. One day it will be your neighbors, just like then. So don't think that you're immune to the impact of this.
Can you tell us about how this action got started?
It grew out of the rally that had started, that had been at the McAdam processing and detention facility yesterday. And when people remained after the bulk of the rally was over, we decided we didn't want to go home. Not until the problem was solved. Because this is all being done in our names, whether we like it or not. So we want to call on all, on any and all social justice orgs, churches, community groups, and concerned individuals to fight the purposeful destruction of our families and communities. As long as ICE is still occupying the building, though, we still want to be occupying here.
Has there been any police presence or police coming by?
So far, police presence has been limited but noticeable. They've done a few ride-bys on our camp. We have yet to have a major run-in. However, tonight, at 8:30 p.m., we're having another candlelight vigil. It's going to be a larger gathering because a lot of the people who want to be here right now have to be at work or are at the other action in Sheridan, like you said. So at 8:30 p.m. tonight, bring a candle to 4310 Southwest McAdam and join us for something bigger.
Yeah. So you're asking for people who are listening to come out this evening at 8:30 p.m.?
That is correct.
All right, 4310 Southwest McAdam. Mm. And if they are inclined to join the vigil more longer term, are you asking for more people to come as well?
Absolutely. If you want to join overnight, we have a Google Doc available. We are in the process of scheduling shifts to make sure there are people out here constantly, that we maintain a presence at this camp.
Again, we are at the vigil outside of the ICE facility at Southwest McAdam Avenue, and that is ongoing right now in Portland, Southwest McAdam, 4310 Southwest McAdam. For KBOO Radio, this is Jinka Soderberg.